The Aborigines, are they the missing links?
Answers with Ken Ham, popular Australian lecturer and one of the guest speakers at this July's Creation Mega Conference in Virginia. Well, as an Australian, Ken, you know a lot about the Aborigines. In fact, they were once considered the missing link in evolution.
Well, as an Australian, I have to tell you, it's a very sad part of our history. You see, pure Darwinian evolution teaches that certain cultures have people who are more closely related to the apes than others. And unfortunately, the Australian Aborigines were considered to be closest to the ape-like ancestors. You know, for a while, these people were valued as prized specimens for museums around the world. It's actually a shocking fact that scientists from Germany, England, and other nations sent people to Australia to kill the Aborigines. They'd boil their skulls and then skin them so that they could have specimens for their museums. Did you know that Charles Darwin was extremely interested in the Aborigines because he viewed them as evidence for his theories? You know what, Mark? Wrong ideas like evolution lead to evil consequences such as racism. Can we know the origin of the Australian Aborigines, though? Of course. They're the descendants of Adam and Eve. They're not the missing links in evolution. They're our relatives.
One of the topics that we cover at many of our teaching conferences is astronomy in the Bible. Read our new booklet on this fascinating theme and also find out when we'll be holding major conferences like the one in Virginia in July. Just go to answersradio.com.